Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Manifestation with Margot. Today, we are having a full episode about how to attract the love of your life, because I did make this yesterday, but today I came upon new information and I had to like really get into the details. So this is a full in detail, in depth episode about how to attract love in your life. But before that, hello everyone, my name is Margot. I am your manifesting teacher. I teach everyone to manifest love, abundance, money, everything you want. And I teach what I've tested out, and I test out what I teach. So without further ado, let's get into it. I have to admit, I get one message or two messages daily about, Margot, how should I attract the man in my life? How can I find a person, a loving partner, you know, a best friend, when I can spend my life with? Because I'm so annoyed and lonely and I'm so tired of being single. Now, believe me, this is both from girls and boys. And my first thought is, no, you can't be tired of being on your own. Because listen, Manifestation 101 is all about being content with your life. And content doesn't mean in every aspect and area of your life. But if your majority of your feelings that you are giving out, because our emotions are energy in motion and we radiate a certain kind of energy, and the energy, the feelings we activate the most, that is what we get back in return. And that is law of attraction. That is how the universe works. So keeping that in mind, if you already are really tired of your single life, guess what? You'll get even more of that. You'll attract people that will just make you go, ah, I could live without this date. And that is something we will try to avoid. So what should we do? And that's why I teach you guys, do detach yourself from your reality. And with that, I mean, meditate from 2 to 5 minutes if you're new, from 2 to 3 minutes if you are really good at really calming your mind. Do that from 5 to 15 minutes even. So here's the thing. This is what going to happen when you actually meditate. When you meditate, you will calm your mind. You will then close yourself to all of the things we take with us during the day, which is like annoying colleague, annoying boss, or just like things that happens in your life that puts pressure and weight on you and creates anxiety. And you know, all that external things that are happening. You mindlessly scrolling on TikTok and trying to like really pass time and be entertained, because the only thing you have activated, the only feeling you have activated, is actually boredom or just being tired of your present situation. And when you close your mind from all of that, you create a mental space, and you create that mental space, and that is when you can harbor the kind of feelings you want to activate and radiate. And so here is where the homework begins. Here is where you should feel your manifestation rather than saying them out loud, because it's really nice to say them out loud, but when you are really calm inside, that's when you can indoctrinate, as I always say, your real feelings that you want to, you know, create, implement in your daily life and activate and radiate so you can attract that person. And that is actually how I always end up attracting dates. I always ended up attracting the love interests I wanted. And I just assumed, and here is where you can attach or implement the law of assumption. Law of assumption is a law that what you assume in your life, that is what's going to happen. Now, here's the catch. Because we are already radiating a certain kind of energy, we will get the outcome out of that kind of energy we are radiating instead of what we really want to assume. So if you're assuming of that hot hunk of a colleague that works with me that I'm so crushing on for like past 6 months, he is so in love with me. He loves me so much. He can only think about me, and I'm just assuming that, and I'm going to ask him on a date while you're having low self-esteem and you're not sure if you're good enough for other people, or you are like really insecure with your how you look or your intelligence or like your qualities in general, the law of assumption is going to work against you, because the law of attraction is what rules everything by it. So if you are in a happy place of mind, a really healthy place of mind, where you are like, oh, well, you know what? I am good enough. I am super cute. I'm funny. I'm intelligent. I am just so fun to be with. And I have this warmth about me. I have this love about me for myself. And I just love my flaws as well. And you will radiate on such high frequency that you will be able to attract whoever you want. And that's when you can just be like, you know what? I am the most beautiful girl in the world. And you know that Chad or Brad or Chris or whoever you want to call him, he will come and ask you on a date. And I'm not just saying that to give you like this crazy Delulu explanation. It has happened to me. I've just assumed that when I walk into a room, people love me. When I walk into a room, people love the way I think. They appreciate me. And when I radiate from that kind of frequency, they do. And believe me, it only happens when you have good thoughts about yourself. And that's why we do have to meditate. But here is where the inner blocks comes in the picture. The inner blocks are the way you think that have been creating a block in your present life. And now, if you are not really aware of that, you should go back and listen to my two first episodes. I go in depth about self-improvement. I go in depth about inner blocks. I go in depth about the shift of paradigm as well. And this is where I really struggled for many, 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 many years before I really understood manifestation. Manifestation is about working with your blocks rather than working with feeling good. Yes, you should feel good. And we are constantly attracting and manifesting through our feelings and what we are radiating. But if you're not working with your inner blocks, if you're not working with the thoughts you internalized while you were a kid, or through your parents, through your school, through your education system, whatever it is, or through your local area, and those are still blocking your present creative mind and limiting yourself and telling you, but that is not possible. The dating culture is going to shit. Everything's going to shit. There are 1 million singles in Norway. Yes, there was actually done a report by a really big TV channel here in Norway, and also called TV2, and they were then reporting that there are approximately 1 million singles in tiny, tiny Norway, and people are done with dating and they hate the dating culture. Nobody really seems to fit their standards, and they're always like being conned by all these fuckboys or fuckgirls or whatever it is. But here is the thing. There will always be people that will use your time. It's all up to you what you want to give time to. That is where the inner blocks has such a significant meaning when it comes to dating culture and also attracting what you want. Because if you're leading yourself by the thoughts that there are no one there, the dating culture is shit, guess what you will attract? Yes, you're right. You will attract people. You will just be like, oh my God, I could live without this date. I could live without this, you know, talking stage or whatever it is. This just used up my time. But thing is, you made them use your time. Because who has the operant power in all of this? It's you. You decide who is worth your time. And you decide who is worth your conversation and your energy. So when we think that we have to give so much of ourselves to actually attract what we want, that is when you're shooting yourself in the leg. And I'm not, this is not a nice episode, but I'm telling you the hard way, because I used a lot of years on people I could live without. And that is also because I had such bad self-esteem. And no one told me that you have to work with yourself to get what you want. And work with yourself is not getting lip injections or tear through, even though taking care of yourself, making yourself pretty for yourself is a huge part of being in love with yourself. But if that is not helping your insecurities, girls, you can just give me the money. Give me the money and let me help you. Because here is the thing, whatever we go through as children, whatever good or bad situation we're going through, the experience we go through, that creates such a significant definition of what the reality is. And that is really big pressure for a 3-year-old or 4-year-old or just a child who is going through an experience. And you never know when that becomes a trauma or is a trauma response to what happened when you were a kid, becomes an inner block. Oh my God, that was a handful. And when I found that out, that just made my dating like flourish. So when I work with my inner blocks, and that is something I work with on 101, or you can also purchase my program while sending me a message on TikTok. I have helped a lot of people. And after just 2 sessions, I've actually helped a girl who was scared of her mind to actually date. And, you know, she didn't really have role models that could show her that this is how your mom and your dad should be. And that is where the polarity makes such a huge significant meaning, because the masculine and the feminine polarity is something we all need. Even though if you have 2 moms or 2 dads, or if you have a mom and a dad, it doesn't matter. What you need is a masculine and a feminine polarity in your life to show you that this is how you should attract, this is what you should attract. And when we unfortunately don't have a father who is in the picture, or don't have a mother who is in the picture, it creates such a huge burden for us when we're trying to find someone who is a good match for us. Hence, today I got a message from a friend, and she was on this dating app, is a DC dating app. I won't say the name because, you know. And so she was like, oh my God, I am on this DC dating app. DC dating app are for like Indians and Pakistanis and, you know, all the South Asian community. And she was like, and this is this huge group where people are just being so, you know, they're complaining about their dating experiences and just the app in general. And I'm like, yeah, my first thought was, yeah, it is not the app. It is not the people. It is what you choose. Because believe it or not, it is done research in 1994 by Harville Hendricks and Helen Lakely Hunt, PhD, both of them. And they wrote this book called Getting the Love You Want. And in this book, they explain that even though you are not satisfied with your childhood or your parents, or satisfied with your childhood and your parents, you will always attract a person who has the same characteristics as the parent you dislike the most. Now, here's why. Because as kids, we don't really know the meaning of good or bad, or right, you know, right or wrong, or just like and dislike. We just want to be loved by our parents. So when the one parent fails to show that kind of affection, fails to show that kind of love, or fails to like make a child safe, deep down inside, we will always want to be acknowledged and validated by that parent. And so this is where the thing happens. As kids, we are not really sure if our parents that dislike us or fails to actually create a bond with us is really doing that on purpose or not. We just see and learn things by example. So when we see that our parent is having fights with the other parent, or they are having a loving relationship, or they are having like this awful relationship, we just turn to our mind and tell ourselves that this is how it's supposed to be. And I know this is awful. I'm sorry telling you all of this. And so when you have this parent who fails at giving you support and loving you, that is the parent we really want that validation from. And so we try to find that in our unconscious mind in our dating life when we get older. Yeah, that was definitely a handful. So what happens is that you don't choose the people you want to choose. My dog is just looking at me and be like, why are you so excited? And why are you screaming to the mic? I'm sorry, that's my chow chow if you're listening. And yeah, she just took like a huge sigh. But yeah, so that what happens is that when you are in dating apps and you're like, oh my god, but I'm not finding what I want, and they're just like ghosting me all the time and they don't show any interest, it's because in your subconscious mind you're trying to find the person you could never get validation from. And just to understand that is just a beginning of working with your inner blocks, because inner blocks is so much more than that. We have to click in? No. What's the word again? This is how it is when you're a Norwegian podcaster and try to speak English. This is how you have to hack your subconscious mind and ask yourself why, when, and how. And does this really matter? And that is something I help you guys with. I have had so many success stories. I teach people how to get their dream house, which I have, manifest love, which I have. And also the thing is, if you want to manifest the love of your life, you have to come to the same frequency. Hence, work with your inner blocks. Hence, work with your money, because money and love has the same frequency. But it's, again, the inner blocks that creates this huge blockage for your love life. And with that, I will say thank you. My name is Margot. Welcome to another episode with Margot's Manifestation every Monday, every week. And please contact me on TikTok or on Instagram, and I would love to help you. And with that, thank you for listening and tuning in.